Here was another dead end for Harrenby. Employers of casual labour often did not recall their workers, or recalled them incorrectly. Either way, it wouldn't mean much. Harrenby found himself staring at the man's hands. Egger's hands were clenched in his lap. Then Harrenby noticed that the little fingernail on one hand was long. It had been bitten at to conceal this fact, but it was still somewhat long. A long fingernail might mean all sorts of things. Sailors wore a nail long for luck, particularly Greek sailors. Then, too, certain clerks who used seals kept a nail long to pluck the seal from the hot wax. But for Egger... "How long have you been a screwsman?" Harrenby said.
"Eh?" Egger replied with an expression of elaborate innocence. "Screwsman?"
"Come now," Harrenby said. "You know what a screwsman is."
"I worked as a sawyer once. Spent a year in the north, working in a mill as a sawyer, I did."
Harrenby was not distracted. "Did you make the keys for the safes?"
"Keys? What keys?"
Harrenby sighed. "You've no future as an actor, Egger."
"I don't take your meaning, sir," Egger said. "What keys are you talking of?"
"The keys to the train robbery." Here Egger laughed.
"God," he said. "You think if I was in on that flashpull, I'd be doing a bit of soft now? You think that? That's glocky, that is."
Harrenby's face was expressionless, but he knew that Egger was right. It made no sense for a man who had participated in a £12,000 theft to be stamping out £5 notes a year later. "There's no use in pretending," Harrenby said. "We know that Sims has abandoned you. He doesn't care what happens to you. Why are you protecting him?"
"Never heard of him," Egger said.
"Lead us to him, and you will have a fine reward for your troubles."
"Never heard of him," Egger said again. "Can't you see that plane?"
Harrenby paused and stared at Egger. The man was quite calm, except for his coughing attacks. He glanced at Sharp in the corner. It was time for a different approach. Harrenby picked up a piece of paper from his desk and put on his spectacles. "Now then, Mr. Egger," he said, "this is a report on your past record. It's none too good."
"Past record?"
Now his puzzlement was genuine.
"I've no past record."
"Indeed you do," Harrenby said, running his finger along the print on the paper. "Robert Egger. 26 years old. Born Bethnal Green. Yes, here we are. Bridewell Prison, 6 months, charge of vagrancy in 1849.
"That's not true!"
Egger exploded. "And Cold Bath, 1 year, 8 months, charge of robbery in 1852.
"Not true, I swear, it's not true!"
Harrenby glared at his prisoner. "It's all here in the record, Mr. Egger. I think the judge will be interested to learn it. What do you suppose he'll get, Mr. Sharp?"